Thursday night, or Machov Sivan Dvar Halacha. So we're learning about dessert, cake for dessert, and cake for dessert is a somewhat complicated inyan because of the shaila: is it hamosi or is it mazonos? So the Mishnah Berurah actually in the Bir Halacha seems to say a maskana that only the kind of pasal b'kisnin, which is the fruit-filled pies with full of mamula, peiros, and stuff, that's the only then you would make a mazonos when you serve that for dessert, and everything else you wouldn't, because it's very similar to bread and it's probably covered by the hamotzi. That's how he puts it in Bir Halacha. That seems to be his maskana, or at least his natiya, we'll call it his natiya, that you know, some people don't make a bracha on anything unless it's all three pasabo b'kislins, as we explained yesterday. The Mishnah Berurah really says la maskana that you don't make mzonos, but on the fruit-filled ones, that kind of pasabo b'kislin, let's say lemon meringue pie or something like that, you would make a mzonos. Ramosha says that you make a mazonos also. Ramosha says you make a mazonos on cake when served for dessert. If rove of the ingredients is not flour and water, so then you make a mazonos. That's Ramosha's maskana. So you have these shittas. Again, some say you never make because maybe it's hamotzi, right? So you would only make mazonos if it's all three. Rav Moshe says you can make a mazonos once the majority is not flour and water. Mishnah Berurah says you make a mazonos if it's fruit-filled pies. Some say to always have in mind when you make the hamotzi that it should cover the cake, so that takes care of that. Okay, so it's not so clear. Some people avoid having cake for dessert by mess. It's brought down in some svarim that some people avoid it because of this issue. Okay.